Hey folks, Dan Freer here, the Mortgage Update. Today is August 17th, 2020. I just want to spread some good news out to everybody. And thanks to all you guys. If you guys didn't watch my videos, I would have never really succeeded on YouTube. And thanks to you guys, I was just recognized on Yahoo Finance. So I just want to give you a quick little snippet of, what they quoted me saying this weekend. And the whole gist of the YouTube channel is just to inform you guys the truth, the facts. If you ask me, a question down below. I promise you I'll get back with you. I'll give you the facts. There's no spin. There's no smoke blowing up your you-know-what, anything. I'll tell you what I would do personally. But it was just exciting to see. I had a couple of my previous clients shoot me email links, and they said, "Hey, Dan, look what you just got posted in." So if you just look me up, you can go to Yahoo Finance, just space Dan Frio, which is D-A-N-F-R-I-O. Scroll down to this article. It's lenders announced 30-year home loans under 2%, even as mortgage rates are rising. How can that be? That was the question that I proposed. So if you scroll down, you're going to see right here. With a 1.999% 30-year fixed rate, there has to be some kind of catch, says Dan Frio, manager preferred rate. That's me. He says it reminds me, it reminds him of something you might come across while driving down the street. And I do this all the time. It's like, man, how is the gas so much cheaper at that spot than the other? I bet you ran into that until you've realized, okay, I got to get a car wash or a something. So my analogy behind this is you see a gas station and say, holy moly, gas is 50 cents cheaper there than anywhere else. And then you find out the small print underneath is you have to buy 4 pizzas, a car wash, and a case of beer. So it's just kind of cool that I was captioned on Yahoo Finance, and they kind of just basically go through what I said there. And, that scenario was an article that United Wholesale Mortgage keeps posting out there saying that they're offering rates at 1.99%. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Should you do it? Probably not. And I just want to give you the facts behind it. It's going to cost you over in this, the scenario they posted, it would cost you $11,000 in finance fees, just finance fees, not other costs. So it's going to take you on average 6, 7, 8 years to recover those costs. The average loan is taken out and is in existence for an average of 5 to 7 years, and that study's over a 30-year period. Are there people that to have their mortgages longer? Absolutely. But the majority of people refinance, sell, move, do something within 5 and 7 years, and that was my whole point. So I just wanted to say thanks out to, there was a young man who posts this article, and it's right up here. Let me find it. Doug Whitman of MoneyWise. I want to say thanks to Doug, and thank you guys for watching my videos. If you'd like any of my help or assistance to find out more, go to therateupdate.com. Please don't forget to give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, click the bell so every time I post a video, you get an alert, and I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, God willing. See you then. Bye-bye.